Shut up, just shut up, shut up. Shut up, just shut up, shut up. Shut up, Jack's talking and Tom.
How you doing?
We're well. Why are you so kind of taking the hosting role from
shut
us just
up,
then?
I'm
oh, it's going again.
Okay, yeah, here we
shut
go.
Shut up and he's talking.
Shut up, I'm talking,
shut up, I'm talking, shut up, I'm talking, shut up, I'm talking, shut up, shut up, shut up, I'm talking.
Guys, we're so blessed to be here, honestly.
Have we started? Is this?
I think
guys,
this
in the name
is
of
it.
The Jen and of the Word and the Holy Jeff Spirit,
we
Amen.
Are blessed to be here
what
with
the
you.
F- was
guys,
that?
I'm just joking.
A
just
Holy
joking.
Jeffic Spirit.
Guys,
ritual.
I just wanted to get you
the
off
Holy
with
Jeffic. No, I appreciate it.
I didn't want any conflict. I didn't want any conflict between you guys. I feel like
we could never have conflict.
We could never.
I just want you to know we've been asked to do loads of podcasts, but we know Jack was like destined. We kept bumping into you, and they were like, "Let's do it. These guys are cool."
These guys do not do podcasts. They told me.
Yeah, we get so much requests, but they're always trying to make like headline news. But you guys are just off the radar. You know,
we don't care about the news.
Yeah, thank you.
You're just real people.
I feel like you have a depth to you. I feel like
well, not off the radar. Not on the radar of pop celebrity.
I feel
where
like you
it's
are,
true.
If you guys were a pool, I'd swim in you. You know, you've got a depth to you, and I dive to
it's
the bottom.
You're so
and
deep.
Get that gold ring.
Yeah, my gold
there
ring.
There it is. You look like Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Anyway,
I'm always told I look
back
like Elvis.
Your intro.
Give
what
us
do
your
you
low voice,
hair, by the way.
The
it's
hair. Actually sensational.
Is it a sud?
It's giving Sinead O'Connor Christmas. It's giving like modern.
It's giving Macaulay Culkin found himself a pair of razors.
I could see you literally on a fashion magazine.
Could you really?
Yeah, doing like an editorial photo shoot.
Yeah.
Where could you see him?
Well, maybe more in an indie urban outfitter.
He could
shoot.
Do the skater
oh,
magazine.
Oh, he loves urban outfitters, to be fair.
He could do like the Hollister, like low-rise jeans. Like, I got the comfortable hoodie. You
he's should giving get the comfortable like the, hoodie. I didn't fluff my hair, but I did fluff my hair look.
He's giving the, I just came out of my room after 3 days of playing games. And I need a shower.
But your dimple is very iconic.
We're just roasting you right
chin,
now. You're grand.
Your
you look fresh to daisy.
We've got the hair, you've got the dimple, and you've got the, we don't know yet. The hair.
The hair. I've got the hair.
The cheekbones.
You too, telling me
I've
got the hair.
You have an incredible bone structure.
I look like a potato. I'm from Ireland and there is room for improvement, so.
No, don't.
We'll see what happens.
Don't do that to yourself.
So, hiya, Jedward.
Hi, Tom.
I'm Tom. This is Jack.
You made Facebook or MySpace, wasn't it? Remember Tom used to add you as a friend?
I think we're a bit young for MySpace.
That was MySpace. It's
Tom,
times.
Back to your intro. Tom seems a bit startled over there. Keep going.
Thank you so much. John?
Yes, Tom.
Edward,
we're complete unknowns. We're like not really relevant at all.
We're not becoming banned from Ireland. We're indie music and we're figuring it out still.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be here with you to
thank
talk
you for
about
us
we're
platform.
Honored to have you.
We are. Thank you. We're honored to have you.
So honored.
Where's our medal?
We've got stuff for you.
Medal of Honor.
We've got stuff. Worry.
Guys, it's Christmas. I can't believe it. Literally, people are getting presents and Santa's coming down the chimney.
Yes. And
I feel the Christmas energy, though.
Yes.
And some people are going to be fighting, but we're not going to be fighting. We're all besties.
Passed on to Tom. I think he needs some of that.
Apparently, you need a bit of general Christmas
go.
Energy.
Oh,
there you go.
Thank
you. There
okay.
you go.
I did need that.
There you go.
So,
you go.
Jedward. Hey again.
J to each do the word Planet Jedward.
Tom, I feel all like right, I'm in the principal's can... office, Tom. Like,
who you are?
Blow me a kiss.
In a menstrual
blow me a Christmas kiss. Boom, I caught it. Thank you for the
you
look.
Both got it. Well, hang on. Only one of you can have my kiss.
They share everything.
Well,
do you share everything?
We don't share toothbrushes. We only share like maybe just all our clothes.
It depends on the circumstances. Sometimes right. you're like, you know what? We're both the same size and everything, same shoes. So it is good to share. Like we're not possessive over our bits and bobs.
Yeah, like I'll just do all the laundry and hope for the best. But I have destroyed a lot of shirts in the drying process. So, yeah, very eventful.
You need to try the old hanging them out to dry. It's the dryers that do you.
I put them, I actually hang them above the radiator.
John
and I
actually
had the
broke our washer. So it's all very tragic.
It wasn't my fault, actually. It just happened. Like, I literally was trying.
And, like, we literally keep buying pants and socks because
like,
we haven't
sorry,
got to go to laundry.
He never, like, it's always me. It's always me. If he has the keys, he has all the most important things. Like, no, I gave it to you, John, I gave it to you. And then he'll search his pockets and they're there and stuff like that. He never takes.
No, but we haven't got to wash our pants and socks in a while. So I have to keep buying them. Yeah. So we have
just
to
keep buying
stash
new pants.
Of socks.
But now they've actually quadrupled in prices. So now you're just like, you
yeah.
know what?
I think like, I'm swear to God, pair. Like 100% cotton
pants.
Socks like a luxury now.
Mm. Cotton socks are a luxury
in
now.
America.
Cotton itself.
Back in the day, it was like 100%. You were like rolling and like even in pennies.
I might get knitting a pair for Christmas.
But anyway,
start making your own socks.
I am going to do my laundry and I have socks for everyone.
Speaking of stockings, who's stuffing your stocking this year, Tom?
What?
I mean, Christmas.
Speaking of stockings, let's get it kicked off.
Tom,
we've actually got you both gifts, John and Edward.
You got us gifts.
It's the Christmas episode.
How much you spend? Like, are we talking Rolexes?
Hold off on the gifts. We got questions.
Hey,
shut up! I'm talking. Go on, give it to us.
Oh, what? Love that. Now we have a segment we open every podcast with. Yes. This is a weekly segment, by the
give
way.
Give it to us.
Oh my God.
Oh, just you wait. Segment. Just you wait. Okay. And
Tom, give it to us.
Is there a clipboard?
The segment
he's got to go.
The segment is the worst moment of the week. Now, Jedwards, what was your worst moment of the week? Give it to us.
Well, we were on a flight there the other night and we had to get here.
Nearly died.
So you knew we were doing this podcast.
What?
My life flashed before my eyes. Everyone was freaking out on the plane. I was like, I think I might start an Instagram live. And then it was this way and everywhere.
Because we thought it might be our last moment.
Sorry, can you be clearer about what
we
happened?
We were on a flight.
The plane was really wobbly. Like it was moving.
It was
like
turbulence.
People were screaming. People were like,
okay, they weren't screaming.
People
but
were saying
they were
their
going,
prayers.
People were praying.
Yes. Okay, you were on a plane and there was turbulence.
Yes.
And people were praying.
And people it was a storm.
A storm.
It was a storm.
You're probably living under a rock with SpongeBob and Patrick, but we were on a flight landing into London because we knew how to do this podcast.
So you came.
You flew in.
We had to make lives. It back.
And
but anyway, everyone was clapping when it landed. So that was the inconvenience because we nearly died.
And the rain, like we had to go around the umbrella and like it was getting taken out of it.
Guys, there's loads of inconveniences. On the train down here, we had some girl like head to toe in pink, like filling
us. No, hang on. You can only have one worst moment.
Well, there's two of us. So I'll go with the plane and you go.
All right, that's fair.
Well, okay, so you're going with the plane.
I actually have a worse one.
You have a worse one than a near death on a plane.
So we went to a concert there the other night. I decided I'm going to wear leather pants. It was a compilation concert, loads of people there.
All right.
We're not going to mention the name because you know what, we'll keep it to the imagination of the viewer. Anyway,
okay. I think I've imagined.
Katy Perry, Tom Grennan, Beck Gill.
KSI
was there.
He was there.
We missed him.
Friend of the podcast, KSI.
But what I'm saying, I was putting on leather pants, they got like a plaits things in the side, and I was zipping it up, and then like for a moment there, like, I was like, whoa. In a little bit of a nick, like I was like,
you nearly lost.
I remained calm and I just went, what?
And so what was the inconvenience? Nearly chopped
the inconvenience was that I should have been more aware of the zip going so low that I should be more. Next time I'll know, you know?
So you, yeah.
Next time I'll know.
He nearly caught
John
himself.
John freed the beast. That was his worst moment. Freeing the beast from the
old. Yeah, my zip wanted a little nip of the jetty and I said, you know what?
Not call it the jetty.
Not today.
I'd like you guys
tucked
to
it down
know,
the side.
You call it the jetty.
And was on my way.
No, this isn't official. When I actually...
Oh, it's not official. Oh,
I went to hospital and basically I got appendicitis.
Yeah.
And then this is during the pandemic.
I had to get a catheter
put into the jetty because I lost all senses. So online... I'm obviously a private person. I'm in hospital. I pay my insurance. You know, I'm trying to get like a good deal.
Everyone was coming and taking a selfie with the
before I got appendicitis, I went on a lower plan because I was like, I'm doing good. I'm healthy. No biggie. I had some man in this room next to me calling every grandchild he ever had of his family. And I was like, this isn't a private matter anymore.
I couldn't even get to him.
I had to go on Instagram to tell everyone that the jetty wasn't working and I had to be on a catheter and all this drama. If you don't know what this is, it's like a tube that goes in there.
Yeah, a tube that goes down your urethra.
I had four people coming in to like give a helping hand. And I was like, this is all getting a bit much.
It really is a bit much. You're talking about out loud.
But like, it happened to me. It's life, John. It's healthcare.
I know.
So anyway, I'm all good now. I didn't die. If you ever have pain in your lower abdomen and you feel like you've been taken over by aliens, you might have appendicitis.
I had
real problem with my gesticles.
Okay, your gesticles.
Yeah, I had to have surgery.
That's why you're such baggy pants.
But like, honestly, surgery is no laughing game. Like,
it's not. It's really not.
They only operate on his testicles, so he probably wouldn't have died.
I'm sure Sabrina Carpenter in her Christmas special would be down to.
What?
Write a song about
those
gesticles.
Too much information. Just look after yourself, guys. Because health is your wealth.
Health is your wealth.
Tom, is everything okay down there? Everything's okay?
It's all fine now. There's stitches.
But it's good you checked.
I didn't check. I had gesticular torsion.
But everything happens to me. I had an ankle fracture there recently. Yeah.
Don't let it knock your confidence.
I was going around on a scoot.
It didn't knock it.
He's been rolling ever since. He even went on a podcast and there's like a short with like 10 million views about his gesticles.
That's true. So
the gesticles.
Really, it's quite a hot topic.
Super bad. One of them wore them around their neck.
Testicles.
What was that?
I can't say
I'm familiar.
I don't know what movie it was where he...
Guys, if anyone's listening, were these two
Hopefully
twins with quiffed hair, were the original twin duo...
The thing is, there needs to be some context here.
But they might not know John Fitzwilde.
So nice. For the audio listeners, John and Edward, they're twins. They look the same.
Yeah, sorry.
But John's quiff goes...
To the left.
To the left.
And then it goes
That's
to the right.
We kind of center ourselves, so if someone's going to hit Jedward's sandwich, they go in the middle and their hair flows
This is a Christmas
right
special, so we're all letting loose like we're at the Christmas table.
You
John
want
Edward,
we have...
Jaylees?
You want some Jaylees?
Yes.
I think I need some Jaylees.
Honestly, the most famous Irish drink, the Irish cream, is Jaylees.
Jaylees, which is...
And we have some gifts for you too, Jedward.
You give me the gifts while I pour up the drinks,
Tom. That's so thoughtful.
Here you go.
Some, look at those.
Some slippers.
Slippers.
Pass them to him. I'll take that.
They you are
take
very that. Nice are. Slippers.
Yeah.
Do you have any milk?
What? You don't take it neat.
I think we could dilute it a little bit because we're not the heaviest of drinkers, you know?
I was actually saying to John, we need to get slippers because times are getting cold.
These are very playful
some
slippers.
Stockings for each of you. What, oh one for Joe, one for Edward.
Christmas has begun.
Oh my God, John.
Hold on, I'll pass you your drink and then you can...
Fucking hell, lads.
Can you have a sip? You have a sip.
Well, I'm going to pour
you
myself one.
You have a sip first, just so I know it's
We can't
safe.
Be walking it's and not, drinking.
The Jaylees isn't poison, boys.
I'm trying to get these on. These, I think these are for like a five-year-old.
Oh. Well, come on.
Tom doesn't know what to be doing with the hands.
Come on, Jack. Come on,
Sorry. These
Cheers.
Are your stockings.
Cheers to we've the... Not got Cheers. Shut up, I'm drinking, boys. Talking, podcast. Do you have a drink? You're drinking water. Very healthy over there.
Thank you. Look, Lauren, I don't drink too much just yet.
Yes.
Open them.
Look, I'm sorry.
This is giving budget.
Yes.
This is giving budget. Budget is in high budget or low?
It's giving cozy. It's giving...
Oh, no. It's giving
metallic.
Like good budget.
Okay,
you.
Good. That,
this is very Martha Stewart.
I'm
like
strong
Jaylees.
I haven't even said hi to you once today.
You all right, Tom?
Oh, man.
It's very aesthetic.
Yeah, thank you.
You're having a side talk over there. Go on. Keep talking.
How long have you guys known each other?
5 years. How long have you two known each other?
Well, since birth.
Oh,
like yeah, just today, actually.
But like, yeah. Obviously, I saw this thing where like twins realize they're twins. But yeah, we've been twinning our whole life.
How long did you not know for? What was the period in which you weren't aware you were twins?
I don't know. But like, people always tried to split us up in school, and we'd always be like, "You need to calm down. Like, we're going to be twins forever."
We have our moments. We just embrace being twins. I feel like some twins.
We
don't
were in a school choir, and the one who was over the choir tried to let John go to Paris and say that I wasn't going to Paris. And John was like, "Well, I'm not going to Paris. If everyone's not going to Paris,
yeah.
Like,
no." So then we both
there
left
the four of us or nothing.
It we does feel like you've embraced choir and then being twins.
Yes, Tom, we have.
Tom, what'd you say?
But today it doesn't really look like it
because it feels like you've embraced being twins. It does look like it.
They're both opposite. Yeah.
Thank you.
Look,
true.
Once you've got through, do you want to open your gifts or are you going to keep them?
You want me to open it?
You can. I would love to see you open your
All
gifts.
Right, what's
for
you
everyone.
Look at this.
And describe it for the audio.
You put them on if you want. Don't ruin the quiff.
Oh my God.
Don't ruin the quiff.
Guys, we're just talking about socks and these are organic cotton.
We got them cotton socks. Luxury
and
in this
by
economy.
The way, you can keep these.
Organic cotton.
Obviously. Thank who you. Else is going to wear these things?
Oh my God. It is a pooping elf.
Yes.
I actually had my morning coffee
That's
and I
Jack.
Had
my... That's Jack when he's had too much
it's
whatever
enough.
He likes
it
to
includes
eat.
Magical elf poop.
John? Jack does have IBS.
I do have IBS.
And
so
health
I,
is your
I
well.
Like
so
him.
Let's just...
I don't know what that is, but I'm sure...
Irritable bowel syndrome.
That's all
right.
That's all right.
Lot.
That's all right.
John.
You, I'll be there for you.
They also
thank
got
you
a,
very much.
I'll get you some wipes and I'll get you all the
They also
I
got a stretchy that. Flying elves. Honestly, guys, the elves theme is through the roof.
Stretchy Father Christmas because everyone, he needs that extra stretch to get down the chimney.
Down the chimney, yeah.
Are we supposed
what we
to
were
open
thinking.
It or look at them? Or,
and they got us magical coins.
This is actually pretty epic, so look at that. That's a lot
epic.
Of stretch.
I just want...
Did you just say epic?
Do you want to see how far we can stretch it? Go on, reach.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Stretch that thing. Let's
don't Did you pull his arms off?
There he is.
He's ripped the arms off.
You try. Go on, stretch him that
no,
way.
Obviously,
no,
Santa Claus wasn't ready.
You came to our set and you broke our gift.
Tom, you're younger than me. Go on, stretch Santa Claus. Stretch Father Christmas.
You've broken
stretch
it.
Stretch him then, Tom. I can't be bothered to argue.
I don't even want
Look
to.
At that. Yes.
No,
yes,
it's going to flick
yeah,
back at me.
Knowing him, well, he'll lose an eye or something. Yours. So give back to me here. There you go. There he is. Look.
Guys, right, so right. We're thinking of moving to like your secret location. We don't want the fans knowing.
Oh,
live.
You don't
want
to know where they do know where we live.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're thinking of moving to Brighton. Maybe.
You are thinking of moving to Brighton.
So it could be like neighbors.
Yeah. We would love to have.
We'd
you
love
on,
to have you on every episode.
Every episode.
I miss sea swimming. I want to sea swim.
Oh, we can
go
sea
swimming
yeah.
together.
You and
I go sea swimming.
Why not?
John's like a merman. Like he'd literally jump into the sea. I'd be like, "Where are you?"
The outfit's giving.
We could do dares or something like that. Like if we lose the dare, then we'll have to get into the cold ocean, no matter how cold it is.
And John also has a scuba diving license.
license.
I did.
We went on holidays to Tunisia once and I wanted to lie on the beach and I'd see John.
The instructor.
The instructor was like, oh yeah, I'll take loads of pictures. I'm like, yo, where are those pictures? I'll send them to you. I never saw those pictures, but I have scuba dived. You have a scuba diving license.
Jed Woods, hey.
Go on, Tom.
John,
do you know the difference? John Edward.
John Edward.
Yeah, but
John
people don't call us by our names. Keep the brand awareness. Go.
We've got questions about it, but we'll ask you one first.
Topics that we've pre-planned, we'd love to ask you about.
Of course you have.
Yeah, that's the kind of effort we're putting in.
I know, I love it.
I'm so happy you did your research, because without the research, Tom would be like, who are these people?
Somebody's got to have a plan, and Tom's a man with a plan.
I'm a man with a... Right, Jedward.
Yeah. Question for you.
Come on, Tom.
I prefer Jedward, it encapsulates, if you don't mind.
I like how you sound saying it. It sounds strong.
Thanks, Jedward.
Sounds presidential.
You sound like David Attenborough.
Right,
speaking of presidential, get into your question quickly.
Give me the eyes. All right.
Go on, don't give him an ego. Go on, Tom.
Look, in doing our research, which we did, we saw that you've met a lot of people, such as Obama.
Oh, yeah, Barack Obama, the president of America.
He actually sang for him.
He literally came to Ireland.
First of all, who else and why have you met Obama? And who was your favorite and how?
Out of everyone you ever met.
Well,
and who have you met?
The president of America was obviously good for like the political situation. And at the time,
what political situation? Well, like our relations
as like world leaders.
I think it's because
we were the Jedward Nation.
We had done Eurovision.
We had done Eurovision, and for the viewers that don't know, it's the movie that Will Ferrell made a movie about. It's a singing competition in Europe.
It is a singing competition in Europe.
So we did this like international singing competition, and we were qualified enough then to meet Barack Obama when he came to Ireland, and we were talking about Jonas Brothers, Miley Cyrus. He wanted to invite us to the White House, but we never got around to it.
Were you sat closer to him than you were with us?
No, hang on. They never got around to going to the White House. What were you busy with?
Well, I don't know if like Michelle confirmed 100%. It's like, you know.
You met Michelle?
Was he just being polite?
We were just touring the whole time. I don't know if you know, we were in a room with Liam Neeson. Well, he was there,
I had groundbreaking Irish actor Lewis.
Who?
Filming me. Filming me like as if I was like a wild animal in a zoo.
Who was there?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wow. This is all with Obama.
I remember Liam Neeson was there. Westlife, all the Irish people, and then he skipped
and
everyone.
And
loads
of other Irish actors that we can't even name. That I just kind of.
So
what happened was we sang, and when we were singing, there were snipers. It was like a real life video game,
and we could not go near the podium.
Imagine
it was strict.
I'm just here trying to be like, she's got a lipstick.
I was like, hey, this is so great. How are you doing? Great to see us. And I'm seeing above me like all these like full on like
on roofs
soldiers like with like ready.
Well, we're
to, like,
wearing Lady Gaga's shoulder pads. Lady Gaga was really big in
2011. But you know the thing about it is, I feel like no one's ever met the president looking like that. And obviously, when you guys were young, you were like, those guys, what are they wearing? But at the same time, you're like, I'm going to grow up and express myself and wear whatever I want to wear, because those guys are up there meeting the president, shaking his hand, wearing high shoulder pads and sequins.
You have been quite an inspiration for a lot of people. I imagine expression has really gone a long way since you guys hit the scene. It really has.
And even when you go to like universities, you're performing and you see people are like, oh, I'm able to be myself because you were yourself. And you see a lot of individuality and characters. And it's
important.
Because
like Ireland's a different place to what it was in like 2010.
And even like you were saying, who was the
best? How did Ireland react to you guys? Like, because you guys were Ireland for Eurovision, what do they think of you representing them?
We'd literally go on the shows and people were like, why are you wearing sequins? What's going on? And then like literally Ireland, we literally did Eurovision 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And then they hadn't qualified for a while. We're like the best result for like over 10 years.
It was a good experience because I remember like Germany, Australia, all these different countries that we never were able to go to, because I feel like we were like the UK, Ireland's best kept secret. And I feel like even now, I feel like sometimes like you have those hardcore fans that want to keep you their secret. At the same time, you're just like, you know what? I'm for everybody.
And then we broke out and escaped and we toured all over the place. We've been to China, we've been to Australia, we've been all over.
Where's your favourite place you've been?
Back to Tom's question.
I think your studio, it's definitely bringing the vibes. Like, honestly, it's mostly unexpected.
They're so good at this.
You are good.
But like, you're saying our favourite. Like,
your favourite person you've ever met?
I think Ed Sheeran.
You met Ed Sheeran? You met Ed!
He painted us a painting.
The things me and Ed Sheeran have got up to, you know what? All I could say is he's really sound. But what I'm saying is that back in the day, he used to wear hoodies and keep kind of low key. And I remember we got this customized studded leather jacket. And we were like,
oh my God, is that Ed Sheeran who's calling?
We were like,
Jack. No, it's just my door.
To his cousin Murray, we're like, we're going to give you these jackets. And he was kind of a bit in himself. And at the same time, he's now even opened up and expressing himself more with like cool jackets on
catwalks and just to see him grow from being like wearing a hoodie and being kind of like, oh, I'm a singer-songwriter to being, because I always knew he had all his quirky sides.
Did you know him when
everything.
He was like little?
The thing is, when Ed first...
Not when he was a boy, but like a smaller artist.
The thing about it is, you've got artists who are held to such prestige that they can't let like Pokemon or like different things.
We did an interview with him in 2010. It was like a BBC interview. So that was like the first kind of like paths crossing. But at the same time, I feel like when friendships that make good friendships is when you play like cards, you think, well, I'm into this.
Did you play cards?
I'll play my card
with
and see if you're into this. Because no one knew loved Pokemon.
Metaphorical cards.
And I used to be like singing the Pokemon. So, like, for obviously, people are like a book, you know, obviously, we're all a book and we're those things.
If you
want to look a little deeper, you can find out what happens. But I just knew that we used to kind of geek out on certain things.
You read his book.
And that's how we became friends. No, what I'm trying to say is, as an analogy, we're all a book. And there's more to us than whatever your prejudged opinion of somebody is. You know, there's more to somebody. Yeah.
John saw beyond Ed's cover.
Yeah. So,
saw the pages.
So yes,
read
I
that
did.
Fucking blurb, man.
This and he read the words
poetic.
Upon them.
And do you have Ed's phone number?
Yeah. Emailed. We went through a phase where he got rid of he didn't have a phone number. He'd only have emails. He'd be on his iPad because I was like, we don't need to get in the depths of it, but we are close.
We can. I do like Ed a lot. I've been
one time we were talking. And he was like, oh, I'll do you a painting if you do me a painting. And I was like, yeah, that sounds really good. And then he literally, on Christmas, he did us a painting, this big, massive thing.
He's quite talented
to our house.
As well, isn't he?
Yeah, very talented. He really, like, puts time into being creative.
So we have literally a painting that's half the size of this wall.
Yeah, it wouldn't fit in here.
It is huge.
And then I was like, whoa, we're going to actually do this painting now. So I drew cats in a
you
band.
You didn't do it!
Yeah. I drew cats singing in a band. I might have a picture on my phone I could show you that no one's ever seen, but I feel like it could be a kid's book. So then I returned the favor. And they were like, we're even now. You did us one, we did you one. And yeah, we're even now. But he's always so busy. He tours all over the world. So I'm just saying, he's so cool, but he makes time for us.
That's when people so sweet think, of him.
Yeah. He's nice.
So,
have you met Bruce Springsteen?
I think our dad did he?
Fuck off. No, he didn't.
Yeah, I think
really.
Our dad, like, is close personal guard. The last time I seen a picture of my dad, he didn't take a lot of pictures, but he was with Bruce Springsteen.
Because Bruce Springsteen had family from where our dad's based in Ireland, and they planted a tree.
What does your dad do? Sorry?
Well, he does.
My dad's really qualified. He's done technology and computers and all sorts, but now he's older now.
So how did he get to meet Bruce Springsteen?
Just because he came to the local town.
You so Bruce was just chilling in your ends.
I fucking love Bruce, guys.
This goes for higher.
Oh, okay.
Even if we're just dancing in the dark.
Me and Edward don't know the song.
We're just shut up and talking.
But he's 75
that's not,
now.
Let's not ruin what is already a masterpiece.
He's got a Christmas song, doesn't he? He's got a Christmas song.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, Santa Claus is coming to town.
You better watch out. You better You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
I did a performance of that.
Santa Claus coming to town. Come on, Tom.
Santa Claus
is coming to town.
You sound better yesterday.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees Jack when he's sleeping. He knows when Tom's awake. He knows if Jedward's been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Everyone, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Why?
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh yeah,
Santa Claus is coming to town. Tom, you're very close to the mic. He's doing the boy soprano. He's doing the high harmony.
I've been going for the falsetto.
I was doing the Bruce Springsteen rendition. We get the raspiness and the
that American grit, that working.
Right. Give us a growl, Tom. This is
unlike any episode we have or ever will do.
And that's good. It's a festive special. I think this is the future.
It's special.
And this is the future. After this, you're gonna have Bruce Springsteen. We're manifesting it,
guys. We're gonna send everyone your way. We're going to send everyone, everyone has to do that Shut Up, I'm Talking podcast.
I want you to.
We'd
please.
Love that.
Because everyone does these other podcasts. We've been asked to all these other podcasts. We don't do them because we're just like, nah, we're good.
You just know, like, you know what? You're like a standy cutout. I don't know if there's any more to you than that and a visual. Because you know when you go to like these industry events.
What?
I know. The listeners will have heard what I said, but Tom, we'll get your hearing checked after this. And we'll make sure you got 100% hearing to hear me when I'm huffing under my breath. But anyway, moving on. I don't know what I was saying
John,
there.
Stop insulting Tom. He's got great hearing.
Tom, John, what are you doing? What is this? What
have
is this
a little banter, Tom. You're not carrying a little banter, mate. Ooh,
she's bantering with you.
I'm only messing with you.
You know,
we're having a laugh.
All right. I'll let that one slide then.
All right, philosopher, our time.
Should we get on to question two then?
We're on to question two.
We're having a conversation, not a questionnaire.
No, I know, but we have planned just a couple.
It looks a bit militant over how you're holding that.
No, sorry.
It looks like they shaved your hair off.
John, I was just about to say that.
Let him ask his questions.
Boys,
he's a professional.
You guys, you've been in this game for a while now, haven't you? 2009.
Oh, yeah. 15 years.
Playing that
ancient
game, sitting down, chicken on Cheerios.
Tom was 5 years yeah old.
Guys, I know you guys game, don't you? You game.
Tom was four, actually.
Oh, you were four. Are you guys gamers?
2004.
Little bit gamer.
Oh, never mind. You were five. I lied. Tom was five. I was seven.
Okay. Honestly,
you guys went on X Factor. I watched it.
We were 17.
Fucking loved it.
Thank we're Taylor you Swift age.
I know.
Yes.
Yes.
I like how certain you are of that.
Thank you. What I wanted to know was, we blew up on the internet. I was 17, he was 15. You were 17 when you took off, but it was on like TV and in the mainstream. Yeah, how yeah was that? What was that experience like?
The whole thing was that it's like literally like, obviously your following is your following. They all love you. But with us, we get like hate, we get like positive. So the whole of the UK, like our granny on her deathbed would be like, Jedward,
you're 17.
I shouldn't laugh because your granny was dying,
weren't
but I just didn't expect
kids. We weren't
the thing I didn't
kids
expect was her to say Jedward.
No, but you know what I'm saying? It's like when you're on national TV, you get every wave of it all. So you, sometimes people have
you
their following, where you everyone's a fan of you. But with us, it's like we get the haters, we get everyone
I feel
as
like
well.
You got to realize that you're like a football team. You know, like some people support Man U, some people support Liverpool. You sure got to say, you know, I'm my own football team. I'm playing what's true to me, or whatever.
Not everyone supported Jedward on X Factor.
And we didn't start off as John and Ed.
I did. I
of course
did
you did. As long as I had you in my corner, that's all
that
matters.
We never called ourselves John Jedward.
Jedward,
the public started calling us Jedward, so we just went along with it.
Well, this is what I was going to ask about this.
It was never a thing.
You were very insistently John and Edward on X Factor. Yeah.
And John and Edward.
I remember.
Live to the stage. John singing under pressure. Ice baby. Jedward.
But, yeah, what happened? Well, actually, the reality is, okay, so when you got in there, you're 17 years of age, and sometimes they want you to sign your whole life away. But we were 17, and we were going by John and Edward. And then when we turned 18, like, hey, you want to sign those contracts again? We're like, ha-ha, we're all right. We're clean as a whistle. And the January after that, we were doing a sold-out tour, so we weren't locked down in
so
any way.
So you didn't get signed into all the... Yeah, the whole thing... There's a lot of bullshit that comes, from what I understand. A lot of bullshit that comes out of
On talent shows, you sign these contracts, and because we legally weren't 18, a lot of the stuff we signed wasn't...
Really binding.
It wasn't binding. So they never got us to re-sign and do all this stuff. So we were like free agents and we ended up getting everything we were able to do. And the whole thing was that we had announced a tour. We had our single with Vanilla Ice. Like Vanilla Ice hadn't been seen for years. Ice Baby.
Yeah.
And then we flew him over. We all did the NTAs.
Like, I remember growing up watching Ice Ice Baby and then actually do a song with him. We're just like, whoa, this is...
Yeah.
Yeah, but like being on the show, obviously we're... these like seasoned pros, because a lot of people are cast for the show. We actually genuinely turned
we
up that
were
day
genuinely there. You were as just genuine auditioned people going through this. We'd never been auditioned once or twice. I think some people had done it once and twice. They knew the drill. Oh, I'm nervous. And they're biting their hand and doing all, you know, like some like
the soap opera
acting
and shit,
whatever. So we were like just literally surfing the wave and going, whoa, what's this all about? Flashing lights, cameras.
Because like, we kind of brought a new flavor, I feel. I feel like everyone goes in these shows. Yeah.
It's always like, I'm nervous, I'm so excited. All I'm saying is, if there was a year difference, the year after, we could have been in One Direction.
You were the year before One Direction, right?
I say the next year we would have been in One Direction.
I was going to sing a little bit of Wundy there.
Are we like a copyright guy?
Baby, you light up my world like no
body else.
The way that you flip your head against me.
Overwhelmed.
But when you smile at the ground in it.
Hard to tell.
You don't know. Tom. You don't know you're beautiful.
Got no fucking clue, mate, how beautiful you are.
And do you guys get recognised a lot in public? And were you back then?
Well,
yeah, like, that was a better thing for us.
Tom, you know what's weird about it is like
what's
who
weird
you are. It's like who you are as a person going out and expressing yourself then becomes your identity, what people know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then,
I mean, we know.
No, but it's crazy because then it's like I feel like a part of yourself has to be on the low low. But then when you do stuff like this or you're able to like, oh, here I am, 10 out of 10, because it is a side of me having my hair up and looking flashy.
Yeah, we don't walk around with quiffs every day.
Like, I don't ask
do you
attention.
Do not? Is this just for us?
And when you are, like, you know, walking to here thank from you Brighton Station, where you get like, and walking around Dublin, especially when you were.
I never walk around
the
as
thing
myself,
is, people
really
hear our voices before they see us sometimes. So I feel like...
even lately, I'm only just embracing sometimes going out as myself because I see like, you know, Lewis Capaldi, Harry Styles, I see them blatantly going around as themselves, Ricky Gervais, and they're literally themselves. I'm like, whoa, how are you getting around blatantly as yourself?
Yeah.
The thing is like, if you don't go around with a cap on and keep yourself in disguise, you kind of put yourself in danger.
I feel
like sometimes it's better just to be like, not trying to look at me because you don't actually most of the time like the attention.
So
which
it's
is,
weird
like, being ourselves.
Who you are when you're 17-year-old self in school wearing a tie and shirt and having a... bit of pizzazz like, about you. You have like, to keep on the low low.
Do you like my is it called Riz? Yeah. My Riz isn't this. Like in my normal life, my being my just chill self, I'm like, I let you go.
Would you say you're much more reserved?
I'm still my same person, but sure. I'm not like going around in sequins.
Like obviously having, like, your okay. hair, you know? Having your hair up and wearing cool jocks.
But which one would you say is more authentically you? Going around in the sequins or going around like you do in the streets?
This is still me. But okay. It's almost like, I'm not saying we're doing drag or something, but no. It's like a superhero.
Okay, it's like a it's a persona in a way.
But it's still
it's still true to yourself.
It's the difference between like sitting in your living room or when you go into a party.
Know, yeah,
it's like still
I'm
you,
just turning
isn't
up the vibe.
We do our own hair, we do our own style, and we've always done that ourselves. It's not like there's a whole team going, oh, you're going to be this, you're going to be that. And I think that's why we've had longevity, is that we're able to rise to the occasion when
and
we
like,
want to.
We don't have to be the most famous, or we could be on the low. But the thing is, we're always very consistent in what we're doing. Yeah. I feel like in life, you have to stay consistent. You can't always be the hottest thing, because the game is so like you're everywhere and then you're nowhere.
I think if you just stay in your lane and go, well, this is me, I'm going to do me. And I think it has been a crazy journey compared to other people, because sometimes you could be like completely unknown. Next year, your best new up and coming artist.
Well, you guys had a pretty quick come up. Let's not like
I know, but
get rid of that. Like it was quick.
Yeah. Yeah, like we literally on all these newspapers, and we had people following us.
Yeah, it was like in months, right?
I just feel like because
we had like crazy hardcore fans, like trying to like date our family and different people.
Did people like show up to the, like the house and stuff?
Yeah, we had like people put phones in our letterbox. They'd be calling.
But I feel like
it was hiding in bushes.
It was different times. I feel like people didn't know what was expected or what was appropriate and what wasn't.
No, but people just, I mean, you had it when you blew up. People were coming to your house and stuff. I mean, it still happened.
Yeah, and they tracked down your different family members.
But people know it's like wrong when they're doing it, I guess, now.
And like,
that's true.
Say we took a picture in a hotel, they'd find out every interior of the hotel rooms to know where we're staying.
And even now, like, but the thing is, I wish them all well, but I think they're in a better place now, some people. But at the same time, I think times are different now. I feel like even us being present back then and being how we were back then kind of paved the way for how people are now and express themselves.
Yeah, and then like we meet different YouTubers, and they're like, oh my God, you guys are my childhood.
And even like Charlie XCX, she was watching us from the side, and different like reality stars are watching us from our home, and then they grow up and go, hey, you know what? I'm going to be a bit like those lads.
Like Charlie XCX.
She literally tweeted saying she wanted to marry me, but she settled for John, and then she said she wanted to.
You know, I think she settled for George because she couldn't get Edward. So she couldn't get Edward, she couldn't get me. And then,
but she was definitely a big Gemma fan. And now she's rolling in the Brat Summer.
No, is he in? Oh, he's in the band. I thought he was in the other band, The Neighborhood.
Oh, he could be for all I know.
But like, if you squinted your eyes, you think you were in the 1975 with your hair.
Which one?
Why don't you guys start a band?
Oh, why don't we start a band? Why haven't we?
Lack of interest.
But you're doing your tours, aren't you, all across the world?
Yeah, but comedy. We do comedy stuff.
But can we be the support act to your comedy?
Have a lighthearted moment.
Ooh.
If you'd like to be a support act for me, I'm going to do some Brighton shows soon.
Oh my God, we'll be there.
You are very welcome.
When are these?
I'll be there.
There's one in January.
Okay. Oh my God, get your tickets
now. Small
rooms.
When are you thinking of moving?
Rooming up for the tour.
When we're current London situation.
And that might get me out of the Christmas blues.
Yeah.
Christmas blues? What do you mean Christmas blues?
I don't know.
You're not having a good Christmas?
No. I always have a good Christmas. But I feel but I feel like some people are always like, oh, it didn't feel like Christmas. Oh, the new year. Oh, I can't believe Christmas is over.
Jed,
now we got to
take
our Christmas trip up to March last year.
Here's a question for you. I was not feeling Christmassy this year.
But now
I only just started feeling it a few days ago. Well, I've not had the best year, and I was hoping you guys could put a positive spin on it.
What happened?
Well, I've recently had a breakup.
Oh!
Yeah.
I know. And my parents...
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
Wait, this is Tom's ex.
This year, to save Tom from tears, he'll give it to John, Edward, and Jack.
And me.
Just give your heart to your friends.
But the thing is, now you're not going to buy the person presents.
But you're still young.
Yeah.
My parents got a divorce as well this year.
What?
I know.
You know what?
But now you've happened. Now you've got two houses to chill out in. You're
going
to be all right.
And let's you've got just, two houses.
Let's just say, no, Tom, okay. You know when you watch TV shows and you watch soap operas and everyone's like, oh, but you did this, you did that. Like, life does go on and you learn to, things will settle. It's like when you go into the ocean, the sand's all blurry and then you give it a second and it all settles and you go in with goggles and you're looking around and it's all a bit clearer.
That was very poetic, John. But don't be worried about it. You're doing great. You got your own podcast. You got Jack.
You got me.
What it's and talking
never
about
forget
it.
You've got me.
It is a good year. You just have to keep reset yourself. And
we've had some great moments this year. We've had a tour around America.
Your parents are probably watching us right now going, that's our son. We love him.
That's
and even
true.
If they don't love you on the
but
low, they're like,
even if they don't love you, that was started with.
They'll
let's
find love
one.
Eventually and be like, we love this Tom podcaster. We listen to him every day.
But like, they really took Mercury retrograde very serious this year, your family. Like, loads of changes were happening.
And that's probably why me and Molly split up too.
You know, Gemma,
oh my God. Yes. because of the retrograde of Mercury. Shit, no one loves anyone anymore.
You know Gemma Collins, she's really into like astrology. She'd be like, there's a moon.
She's your best mate now.
But can't still be friends,
no? There's a moon
no?
happening. Mercury's in retrograde, John Edward. Yeah, but let's go charge the
let's
crystals.
Let's not look too much. Obviously, look into it a little bit, but then someone's coughing in the audience. That's okay. Get yourself a drink. Haza, a poor Haza.
We're recording a podcast here and someone on the team's like coughing.
But some people might like that in the podcast. They cough and they might
it's authentic, isn't it?
I think it brings out authenticity.
So, what your advice there... What I didn't find it was helpful. So if we could, let's hear some
you
more.
Find our advice helpful.
I quite liked the thing about the sand.
Yeah, the sand was nice. But the star sign stuff was less helpful.
Okay. Because astrology can be
well, the thing is, like sometimes you've got stuff happening in your personal life, your private life, but you keep an eye out front professionally and that kind of gets you focused because sometimes you can lose your focus. And obviously we've been doing this for 15 years. You've been doing it for a few years.
But I feel sometimes...
Seven.
Yeah. So just sometimes you feel like you're gone past your sell-by date, but sometimes you just have to go, this is me, this is who I am. Like, what else would you be doing? And then it's like, you just have to kind of recenter your focus and forget about the past and move forward because you can't hold on to the past because then it drags you down.
I need to forget about her.
Not even forget. I feel like,
but are you friends?
Oh, yeah.
But did you just talk it out? Good. Was it good communication?
It was
like,
very
you know what,
good.
This doesn't work. It's a bit
very
one-sided. So that's good.
But I could have been in a situation where it was all bitter and bad feelings.
Could have been terrible.
But it wasn't one of those. But now you're holding on to those memories. It's all a celebration.
So you have the closure. And I feel like you maybe somewhere down the line on a night out, you can be like, hey, we know how this works. And you can be like, for one last time. And then you'll be like, all right, still friends.
You say fuck for one last time, John.
No, Jack. I left it up for interpretation. I know we could drop those words on this podcast.
You can say what you want on this podcast.
It's all right.
But you know what I mean?
What I should do is...
This was official. This was boyfriend. This was official. This was official.
2 years. Like, two and a half.
Two and a half.
Well, at least it didn't go on for 13 or 8 years.
But
you're still figuring it out.
Well, that was longer than most celebrity relationships.
Now on date, so. And you have monogamy, poly. You could be poly. You've all sorts.
So what
of
you're
dynamics.
Saying I do is I go on a night out, and if she's there, I hit on her again.
No, obviously okay. It has to be mutual.
We don't really care. It's up to you. I think you
don't
get
care.
The club.
Okay,
we do care, but it not... seems like you're not hearing us, and that's
if there's one thing I am, it's hearing you.
All right.
So all I can say is, these are friends now.
Yes, they are.
You never know what could happen in the future. You
never know.
You do know each other already, so the icebreakers have already been broken.
Yeah, no need to break the ice.
No need.
And you never know.
But what if new ice forms?
Leave it up in the air. You know? Leave it little.
Well, then
calmer.
Melt that ice and make it nice and steamy.
Okay.
Turn the heating up. It's a bit chilly out, you know.
But maybe
offer
just
a jacket. Offer you your Christmas jumper.
Offer my Christmas jumper.
Tom, yeah. I think you need to give yourself time just to kind of revitalize
be
yourself.
Be Tom.
Because when it's an official relationship,
just,
it really can
be.
Be single.
Yeah.
Have a vibe. Don't, like, you don't want the dramas. Let Christmas pass.
Tom, you're just Tom. Hit single.
I'm just Tom.
You know what? Let Christmas pass. Even Valentine's Day. After Valentine's Day,
oh,
be like, you know what?
Valentine's.
I'm open for business.
Speaking of hit singles, by the way, I wanted to ask you guys, apparently Lovemus is happening this year.
Oh my God, yes.
But
it's happening now because you've spoken out loud about it.
Not for
it's
me.
It's going to be a... Edward, please. What, he's talking Lovemus.
I wanted to know about it. What inspired Lovemus? What inspired your Christmas song?
And me.
Because we've been writing such serious songs that we wanted a bit of a lighthearted moment where we're like, Edward was like, let's just write something a bit easy going.
Lovemus wasn't added to any playlist, so let's all make it number one, guys.
I think for the laugh,
please.
To get those industry execs and all these people that are like, oh, the industry, oh, whoa, whoa. Like, you got viewers that watch Patreon, what's a pound, you know?
Christmas number one. £1, that's all it is as well.
It's actually a good song, though. It's not right, like, obviously.
No, I've listened to Lovemus. I love it.
Yeah,
it's hard. It's like a rock punk song.
Can you give us a rendition now?
Well, you have to do the L.
We'll do the hand gestures.
To the left. And put your L forward, look. So, like, L-O-V-E. And then you guys make a heart with each other where you put your hand down.
Love.
Yeah, so we're ready for it. Ready?
It's you.
So ready. I'm going to sing it now. You ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
We have to do the dance. Okay.
We're going to do the dance.
It's going to be a L-O-V-E. Love, miss. It's you and me. Exo kiss, kiss. Cause you're all I desire. Temperature's getting higher. Making love by the fire. Will you be mine forever? L-O-V-E. I'm falling for you. Happy la-la-love, miss.
I felt that. And there's a key change as well, isn't the song?
Oh,
it really goes there, but I feel like it was just trying to create like a cheer at a bit of a
guys,
moment.
We got inspired by Hot to Go, Chaperone. You know, all the spelling.
People love spelling. That's very true.
And well, Sabrina's
sipping on espresso.
Well, we have some controversy in the song because some people say espresso, but we say espresso, but it's actually espresso.
We're reunited. Because
that's the Sabrina Carpenter song, isn't it?
Yeah, we're espresso. Irish, so we say espresso.
Well, espresso is a brand.
Oh, is this?
It was a specific type of espresso.
Well, just
that then got so popular it got conflated.
Guys, let's not talk about brands. It's in our song now, so let it be.
At the end of the day, we've got
I think Oasis are going to be calling us going, all right, anybody fancy some lasagna? Saw you put us in your new song, Love Miss.
We say we're reunited.
Liam Gallagher's going to be calling, but it's all love anyway. And
we didn't make it on this morning, but we're here now for you guys.
Yeah, you know, you got to promote Love Miss on Shut Up I'm Talking. So fuck this morning.
I think I prefer to talk to you guys.
It's I would. I prefer me over. Who's doing this morning these days?
We don't know.
I don't even fucking know.
We weren't
people
casted.
Watch what they want to watch. People listen to what they want to watch. I know the charts are the charts and stuff like that, but at the end of the day, people just hear it like it's air. You breathe it in, you go, oh, yeah.
Would you guys
Love Miss is like
song?
Air to me. Huh?
Would you do a Christmas song with your vocals?
No.
You could do the high harmony. You're doing,
but
you were singing high earlier.
I want you to believe in yourself, Tom.
I do.
Jack, what about you?
I do a Christmas song.
I'm Tom.
I performed a Christmas song just last night.
I'm not smoking a bong.
Dude, Jack's talking about dropping a single.
I might drop a single.
It's where I belong.
Yeah, he's too into it.
Me and John have got our own
Jack
thing going.
Jack is doing a Christmas single and we're going to get
I was taking
it.
His tone and his voice and I was trying to figure out what Tom would be doing.
We're on a podcast. That's a talking
over. No, I performed a song yesterday live.
Wow.
At Sillymus.
What song was this?
I did too, actually. I did. It's beginning to look a lot like
Christmas.
He's
got a hell of a voice.
And
what key?
The Christmas song. Whatever one Buble does it.
How does your performance begin to look like Christmas? You should perform it in
like
a naughty way.
It's
okay.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
There you go. Yeah, you get it.
You go.
I don't need to do the whole thing. I did it last night.
Give it to us, Jack.
Tom, you've got a very velvety voice.
Thank you very much, Edward. But I actually, look.
That's good, though.
Thank you very much. I had a question
I
wanted to ask.
You know you sang. Now I know.
Sometimes.
I'm letting
Jack, you have to ask the question.
I have to ask the question. This is a big one. This is honestly probably the biggest question I've got for you. Right. Because at the end of the day, you did say a minute ago, on X Factor, you were John and Edward, but the public called you Jedward. And John, this is a question for you. Did you ever find you didn't like that? Because I don't know if you know this, but Edward's kind of been cheeky here, because Edward got his whole fucking name and you got J.
I know.
So did that not ever piss you off?
Think what it is. In school, or even my mom growing up sometimes.
Are you trying to break us up?
No, I'm just curious.
Why don't you ask something like that?
I just want to know, Edward. Anyway, this is not your
there.
Time. This is John's time. You already got
it's
half
Edward,
of
you already
this
have
my
enough.
Moment, Edward, please.
Because you could, let's face it,
moment.
We could have done Johnwood, and then you would have shared. You both got four
Johnwood,
letters.
But you didn't.
I think you're onto something here, John. I never thought about this before.
How do you
before.
Feel, John? Talk it out.
You know what? It's going to take years of therapy, but you know, this is a starting point. And
well,
an
here
open
it is. Let's do it now.
Has it been on your mind?
Oh, every day it's on my mind. I wake up, I go, darn
I
it. But yeah, I think the reason why Jared actually evolved was when you were like, is it John? Is it Edward? Like, Edward. And then you're like, so kind of had the, and then you actually thought it was Edward. But I'd be going, Tom. So it would be John.
And then we'd be John.
John. Okay. John. Yeah,
I'm actually going to just like chop off the J off every merchandise and keep it Edward.
Someday maybe we might bring out merch called John Word or
Well, I just think John Word would be fairer. But then in your defense, Edward, you kind of did get the J in
Jeppic,
Junt, Jaylee's.
Yes,
Edward's got nothing in all of these.
Like, well, honestly, I put the spice needed to make
it's
it.
It's the paprika, isn't it?
You spice the terms.
Yeah, so honestly,
Edward just is, he makes
he was
it.
Just.
Guys,
Edward,
Jeppic is Jedward. In full force of the Jedward words. Like, it's literally been in newspapers.
Jedley, Jeppic. And Jeppic. Ed Sheeran, he loves using Jeppic words. He's the one who actually fully pushed.
Which ones did
Jeppic
he really
words.
Push?
We were Jeppic. On Canadian TV and he was like, Jeppic, Jiu-Jitsu, Jexy. And we were like, is he all right there? And he was like, and then he just popped out of the interview. We're like, all right.
But anyway,
this is a Canadian TV.
People like to say junt as well. It's giving junt.
You serving are serving junt today, which if you didn't know, assuming that Jedward is John and Edward, that would be John and...
okay, go on.
You can say it. You're allowed.
It might get bleeped.
It might get bleeped.
I'll say junt, but I won't say the other word.
You not say you it?
It'll be on the Irish press. Jedward dropped the C word. Who do they think they are?
Did you guys put a J on the wall for us?
No, that's for me.
Oh,
okay. He's Jack.
Okay.
Kind of looks like a little bit
Jack.
Of a...
I
like
know you're
a,
Jack, but I'm only messing.
Sesame Street here, learning your words for the first time.
We have a friend who's really into Sesame Street, so we kind of did that for him.
J for Jack.
Tea for Tom. And there's an and here, but it's behind the tinsel.
For everyone listening, Jack really won the style stakes today with his tinsel Christmas tree top.
Did you see us when we shaved our hair?
It's giving high fashion.
No, but that's how we met. The first time we ever met, I don't know if you remember this, we met on a Sidemen shoot.
Yes.
And one of you, I don't know which one
we were
it was.
We were on a restaurant.
We were in a little restaurant.
I didn't hear what Edward said.
Edward was just saying that Jack's jumper was nicer than mine and it was hot.
Well, yours is simplicity.
Mine is cool and it's cool and
innocent. No, it's all right, Tom. I'll get on with my story later.
I thought you were going to find the next love of your life with that
shirt. Sorry, John could spot I was in pain because he's a fucking empath, all right?
We were having a...
Gay?
A moment. You guys... We have a lot of bonding going on.
I don't know. We're very far away, but it's okay.
But yeah, I feel so close.
Cozy festive vibes. Anyway, back to you.
But this is how, I was explaining how we met, because a lot of people are probably wondering how the fuck we got Jedward on the podcast. And it was because we met at a Sidemen shoot.
Yeah.
And one of you, I'm not sure which one, said, are you from Brighton? And I went, oh, yeah. I turned around and there's Jedward asking me if I'm from Brighton. I go, yeah. And then they go, oh, we follow each other on Instagram or something. Which, by the way, can I just tell you, was a fucking lie. Because I checked the other day. You guys were not following me on anything until like 2 days ago.
What?
You rectified it before the podcast.
I was following you on Instagram forever.
You were not following me on Instagram, John.
What are you talking about?
You were messaging me back, but you weren't hitting back follow.
No, we definitely follow you on Instagram.
Followed you on Twitter.
Literally today, you followed me on Twitter.
I got
the notification today, Jedward.
Let's get the context here.
We've been following you on Instagram. That's how we knew your face.
Jack.
That's why we're here.
There's two of them.
I posted a picture. I said, Jed Wood or something. I didn't know you were lurking our Twitter and you were in the comments going, we're ready to receive that Jed Wood.
I can go on Instagram now and look when I followed you.
Yeah, we can go track this back.
I checked the other day because I needed to message you. I thought, where do they actually follow me? And I checked all socials and it was none of them.
It was Instagram.
All right, maybe I was wrong.
We don't know you guys from your YouTube gaming world.
Half wrong.
No,
you're half wrong.
I was half wrong because Twitter was today.
I don't mind if you did or didn't follow me. I love you either
way.
They
do.
That's all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're taking your face value now.
My phone now. We do follow
you. No, Edward, it's fine. But look, anyway, you said
I wouldn't be here if we weren't following you.
Thank you.
We're so sorry.
But then we bumped into you. We're literally, where we come back from concerts off play.
We were, you bumped into me the other night in Brighton.
We were literally walking up a street and you were in a bar and we were knocking the window.
I was at a bar.
We were knocking the window and you were there with your friends.
He's with all his amigos.
And we were
all
like,
my school friends.
Destiny.
This is a wet evening.
It's a weird one to explain to your schoolmates when Jed would knock on the window and do this and they go, why the fuck is Jed Wood here? And I go,
it was a bit on the low. It was a bit on the low.
It was literally destiny. Like, we're like,
I feel Jack's underplaying it. I think it was like The Notebook too. Like, you were like Ryan Gosling.
It was Lashing Rain.
And he came
out, I get that a lot.
What do you want? What do you want, Jedward?
And then you start running through the crowd, the busy pub, trying to get out to Jedward.
I did run.
We were like, we actually just want to train back to London. And you were like, well,
I'll see you soon.
And then Fred was there as well.
Question for you.
Go on, Tom.
This is Jack's question. I'm going to steal it.
Go for it.
You're on a Christmas island. All right, imagine. Shoot, you're right. About,
imagine.
Like a desert island for Christmas.
So is there animals? No animals?
Penguins and polar bears.
Penguins. I like penguins.
They're all friendly.
They're all good.
But you're going to have to survive.
Okay.
You get to take one item and a celebrity each.
Okay.
Who are you bringing?
John first.
On for your Christmas island.
I think I'd take maybe, it would be great to take like, you got to be practical. You need someone that's going to be able to fight and help you fight and sing you a song.
Because the polar bears and sing you a song.
They can cut this. It's grand. I'm thinking. All right. I think I might take, I saw. I think I might take Dwayne Johnson. He could sing like the song. Welcome, he could teach me how to fight.
He gets up at like 4 a.m. and I bet he's irritating.
I know, but you're on an island. There'll be no curtains. And I'm sure
Met him?
I have not. But now that we're talking about him, I'm sure he watches his podcast. He's like,
well,
I cannot
believe. Because he did on your birthday when you were turning 17, tweet at you saying, drink my tequila.
Because you never know who's listening. Like, I remember back in the day, we were singing Pokemon songs. And out of nowhere, the girl that does Veronica Taylor does Pokemon was like, I'm Irish. I actually came to your concert a few years ago with my daughter. So you never know. But back to the island question. I'm on the island. Dwayne Johnson, I feel like, because I saw Moana recently, and I think he might have a tribal tattoo. I thought, like,
John, it's going way too deep.
We won't go too deep, but I
just
think
I could have
written better songs for the film. The first one's definitely the one, but the second one's, the third one, they're going to have to pull some great songs out of the
Moana 2 does not get the Jedward approval.
Who are you taking to your island?
Hang on, what's your item?
What?
You got an item as well.
Red one's better.
John, can
you get
your item?
No,
what's my item?
What's your item?
Your item you're bringing to the island, the person and the item.
A guitar, so we could just sing and just be
a guitar for you and Dwayne.
Exert our emotions and be like, hey, this is so. And then some days we might be happy songs and some, why not?
That's lovely. Edward. That's
nice. I'm going to bring Gemma Collins. I'm also going to bring a nice roast.
Gemma Collins.
I'm going to last you a day.
No, but like one that kind of regenerates itself. Like,
oh, an infinite roast. Sorry. How could I be so foolish? Just,
every day we'll chop
a roast that responds or what's he called?
Responds is the word. Well done. This guy plays a bit of Fortnite.
Sometimes
doesn't
I feel like people, I just used to play old games. Like,
what do you play? You play any games?
I stopped playing games in 2002.
I used to play Sims.
That was like the year I was born.
Like literally, I remember mentally going, I'm going to have to focus on running. I played games here and there. I think I had a PSP that was preloaded with loads of games. I went to a dodgy place in Scotland and got this game off his
laptop. I don't know if you guys know, but we actually did Nintendo adverts back in the day.
Yes, we did.
Did you?
It takes a fortune to like be on the gaming thingy, which I
do. Yes. I would assume.
It came in with a paycheck.
But someday, I did a Nintendo TikTok.
Yes.
Good times.
Okay, let's all manifest a Pokemon endorsement.
Well, fuck Nintendo then, because they're not
I want to be the very best that no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. These Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. Pokemon, gotta catch them. It's you and me. In a world we must defend. Pokemon, gotta catch up. Our hearts are so true. Our courage will pull us through. You teach me and I'll teach you. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all. Jettymon.
Thank you very much. Jackie Mon.
I just felt like you guys were really good at singing that. I've never had such a great.
But that's how it did give me life. My heart's now racing.
That was good. You were quick.
That could be Christmas number one, maybe.
Christmas number one.
We should remix that.
We should remix it a bit, add a couple of likes.
Pokemon Christmas edition.
Yeah, add a couple of L's.
Pokemus. It might come at us though. Yeah,
Jackie Mon. Pokemus.
Chris Mon.
That just sounds like a Jamaican fella named Chris.
Pikachu is cooking turkey, so we can eat it now. The mince pies are hot to go. Have a grape, Jack.
That's a great song.
Maybe Michael Bublé.
No, I've done it.
Jack shaved off his hair.
I do that every 2 weeks.
He's just going through a rough time.
Am I?
No, because Ellie.
We're fine. We're doing well.
Fine.
Question for you, Jack. He reckons that it's okay if in over the next few years he proposes to Ellie, even though he's 23. That's too young.
I'm 22
isn't it?
Again.
That's nice to
know. We will come to your wedding.
Do you think
our wedding?
Do you think that's too young, Jed?
Do you think it's too young for me to get married? I'd be probably.
Because I think it's too young and wrong.
Yeah, I don't think you should. If you think it's the one, then go for it.
I think she's the one, I'm happy, but he keeps insisting to me that I'm too young.
He's been very public about it.
Well, he just split off, so he's obviously what.
Yeah, but sometimes you can think that it's the one and then the next day.
Yeah,
but in a Jedward.
But I just think sometimes you meet someone and you like know they're the one, and if you feel those vibes, then go for it. But you obviously have Holly in your hair right now, so might not be good for the wedding.
She put it in, actually. That was her doing.
Yeah, you're very talented, creative. So it's great that you both found each other. Obviously, you're a fashion icon with the Holly in your hair, and it's very next level for the Christmas special.
Charity, but I don't need to brag.
But I feel like you maybe balance sure. I feel like we've met your girl.
Have met Ellie. Yeah,
and she's got a little bit of hey about. You got a bit of a hey.
Thank
you. So you're both hey in and out.
We
all the way to the altar. But no pressure though. If she's the one, give it a second. Yeah.
I just was saying to Tom, I probably could, but then he brought it up on our podcast and was like.
Yeah. But are we ruining the surprise? Like, does Ellie know?
No, she's aware.
You know what we should do? You know what, like the Spice Girls and those bands are like, oh, never, we won't ever get back together, yada yada. Maybe just like someday, maybe. And then it happened. You're like, whoa.
You think I should be more nonchalant about it?
Nonchalant.
You're so nonchalant right now.
What kind of proposal? Yeah. Do you want us to jump up and sing Love Miss?
So after this conversation.
I would adore that.
After this conversation, you're thinking about it now. You're in a different mind space.
Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah.
Can you write Jepic in the inside of the ring?
What?
Just inside the ring, right?
I don't know if you guys know, but we organized a wedding back in 2012.
Literally.
And we got who?
For like this couple. It was for like a special on like a TV show. And we got a circus.
Was it like Don't Tell the Bride or something?
Yeah, but we did a great job. We picked the wedding dress. We did like a circus theme.
We
weren't given a certain budget, but we told them they get great exposure to be on our show.
We blacked our way to getting these locations.
Like, we got fire blowers.
Good exposure for the venue. So it did all come together. So we have wedding plans.
If you do need those contacts, we will recreate that wedding for you.
Whoa.
You know what? We could be in a bush taking a picture of you proposing to your girl, like filming it.
I was planning on having someone in a bush taking a picture, but if you guys, I was going to offer it like a camera guy.
Maybe on a summer's day.
No, camera guy, you'll have to pay him.
Tom, you'd be there.
No, I have plenty of camera guy friends. I don't know what if you know what I do for a living.
Oh,
for the weather.
I know plenty of camera guys. One of them will do it for free.
Okay, I'm so happy you're going to be there, Tom.
For his proposal.
You might be a best man, maybe.
I'm not Sarge's.
So it's a few years, so we have
time. No, it's my brother. My brother will be my best man.
Okay.
My little brother.
I'm not going to have loads of best men.
You only get one best. You got groomsmen.
You know what? We're getting a bit ahead of ourselves. Let's talk about this in a few years.
We'll plan later, right?
Is Christmas different in Ireland?
Christmas is very, I think people do like pub crawls where they go around like different pubs. But we never really did it, John. But
I feel like I only started drinking, having a drink like two or three years ago.
Are you guys big drinkers?
You don't really drink?
No, we never really drank.
This is me getting through this, like, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I've firmly gone through mine.
Oh my God. But in Ireland, it's like all the families and they all get together. And
you have like the generations after the generations, everyone's hanging around. You're like,
and they jump into ice cold water. I don't know if that's a thing over here. There's a point where like everyone.
What?
We could do that if we did a dare. And then if you didn't.
Everyone jumps into ice cold water, but you know, I'm already shriveled up, so I don't want to get more shriveled up.
Yeah, but that's a consideration.
What do you mean you're shriveled up, Edward?
What did you
mean by you're shriveled up?
I think we all know what I meant.
It means
the jetty,
I'm a grower.
The jetty.
Oh, he's a grower.
You got to add the water.
Me too.
And then boom.
It's because I wore skinny jeans for like so many years.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Being a pop star in the 2010s is going to do that to me.
Honestly, skinny jeans kept everything in place.
That's nice.
But now everyone's baggy jeans all the time.
There's a bit of a ding-a-ling going on here.
Look at these.
They're cool, aren't they, though?
They are good, yeah.
You look like me in there.
You look like you're going to go back to the future. Give him a red jacket. He's on his way. What year is it? Oh, I want to go back to when...
Martin McFly. I might have the self-tie.
I love that movie.
Nikes.
I love it too. I saw the musical. Yeah, it's a
brilliant musical, isn't it?
But I feel like one of us could be in it. Why not?
One of us could be in the
kids can dream, eh?
A new life show.
Be an actor.
You got to dream. Like if you don't you got to sometimes be a bit larger than life.
What's your biggest dream? What's next for Jedward?
What is next for Jedward?
My biggest dream is to get a hairspray line going because I obviously Kylie had the lip kiss.
That is a good idea. Actually.
I'd like to podcast. Music is like so oversaturated.
I thought you didn't do podcasts.
But no, because I feel like.
John, I'm trying to get our hairspray going.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you two use the podcast to promote the hairspray.
This hair has been going for so many years.
We ran
a marathon with this hair.
I've seen that hair for years
now. It's like a shark. Like people see it coming and they're like, whoa.
Do you still love the hair? Because I wore this bright red and white top for a few years that used to be my favourite top. Then it became my brand top. Yeah. And then I fell out of love with the top.
So do you feel like that? Where's Wally look? You should just change
how
it up
dare
a little
you?
Bit. Just change it up a little bit.
Slightly different.
Yeah.
But you know, look
where's
at me
now. Where's Tom?
The thing about it is Miley Cyrus.
Do you still love the hair? Do you still love that? You
ducked
the question.
We do.
Like, Miley Cyrus did nick your trim for a bit.
It's been a while. Like a lot of people have emulated our hair. We have other twins wear our hair.
I feel like in a world where everyone has
I was going to ask you about what do you think of the Voros twins, the DaVinci twins?
Do you get jealous of other twins?
They came to our shows a few times. They came to Ireland.
The DaVinci twins?
Yeah, to come to see our shows. And they then dyed their hair blonde.
They're not even twins. They're brothers. They're like different ages.
Twins.
I think there's like a few ages between them.
No, they're
fuck them.
So
fuck them.
We have love for them. Love for them.
Really
no, I love the Voros
you don't have to say that. You can just fucking go into them.
We met them in LA.
They're grand. They're cool. They're
bringing the vibes. Like they're like the American version of us. But
they're figuring it out.
You know what?
But our hair, I think, looks.
You know what it is?
Cooler.
We can get into this in the Patreon.
Our hair.
We'll ask you your real opinions after we put it behind a paywall. Jedward, I want to ask you a question.
There better not be ants in that.
No.
Are they insects?
Is that cake?
Worms.
It's not cake.
Chocolate
dirt.
Cake.
That is soil.
We have two segments on our podcast. We have the worst moment of the week, but we also have how's the worm doing? And I'm going to give you the worm.
Check on the worms, Jedward. There's a
couple. Guys, how are we doing as guests?
You're doing great.
Are we underperforming?
Really
are we overperforming?
Overperforming, but like in the best way.
Yeah, you're above Phil.
Well, your listeners be like, oh my God, get them off.
It's a festive special.
No, it's a
festive
special.
I feel like... Okay,
can you see them? They're sometimes
I'm
hard to spot.
I'm trying to find a worm.
I can see like pieces of leaves. I don't think there's even worms in there.
There are.
I think they're sick of the bright lights. You. That's what it is. They don't like the bright lights or like, I'm sick of looking at these two.
We're going to find them. Let's actually look.
They're here every week.
No, I'm only messing, but they're just like, you know what? We're just going to wiggle our way
into the
darkness.
The worms are in hiding. We're not seeing any worms peeking out.
A lot of weeks we don't see any worms.
Have a look, John.
I think they're hibernating, maybe.
It is winter, which is, that's what worms do.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, you found them. Sorry.
No, no, I don't have not.
Oh, you got
there. I haven't seen a worm in a long time. I keep seeing slugs. Slugs
are awful bastards.
They're popping out of everywhere.
Proper awful bastards.
You know what?
I can get like a slug massage.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's where like they use slugs.
Do you guys feed your worms?
That might only be a thing in Dublin. Oh,
I think it's a thing in another country. I just got
slug massage. Are you hearing this? He's on about slug massages.
What?
Is that a thing? That's not a thing, John.
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Are you about leeches?
No, because I remember. No, actually, wait. It's a seaweed massage, actually. It's seaweed. The slime from the seaweeds, that's what it is. And it's going everywhere and it's slimy and it's just a slimy situation.
Oh, Christ.
So, but I guarantee you, maybe if you Google it, you might find one in like some island country that specializes in slug massages.
We'll have a look. Well, I found one worm. They are very well hidden today, but there's just a little one.
Are you sure? Because I don't see
Tom.
Them.
Just there, if you look.
Yeah?
Just a little fraction of a worm there.
You just said my
They're
name.
Fine, they dig.
What do you feed them?
I'm Tom.
I know you're Tom.
What do you looked at him and said Tom.
I don't say anything. I'm just chilling.
What do we feed them?
Leaves and foliage.
Leaves and foliage,
Brad
Edward.
Good to know. John and Jedward, you just looked at Jack and went, Tom, you.
It's because you're not wearing tinsel or stuff. Like, he's more eye-catching and you're just a bit more understated with the Christmas jumper.
We ready, cool, ready to move to the Patreon?
Right, Jedwards. We're going to go over to the Patreon.
We're going to Patreon. So,
guys,
we've had an hour.
Make sure to subscribe. These guys need those Patreon subscribers.
Where can they subscribe, Jedwards?
Sure, we all need it.
In the link in the description.
Is this the camera?
That's the camera.
Hello? Hi. I don't know where you're watching this from, okay? These guys are legends.
Thank you.
Don't keep them your best kept secret. The podcast, the name, Shut Up, I'm Talking.
Yeah.
What a name.
My courtesy
okay?
of me.
Let's, come up with it. Let's me. Ask it some me. People. Let's share the love.
Thank
and
you.
Let your amigos know. Be proud of these guys.
£5 to come out to Patreon. Yeah. £5.
Be fucking proud of us.
£5.
I don't know if you know, but we shaved off our hair. We raised like £5 million for cancer in
£5
Ireland.
£5 million?
Yeah, on TV.
Well, that's more. I dyed mine for $9,000, so now I feel like a twat.
No, this on national TV, but everyone was actually going on like we chopped our arm off. Everyone's like, well, anyway, guys, this conversation
we can discuss this and more. You know,
this
I
is gonna get way better on the Patreon.
It will, because guess
we're
what?
Gonna be doing stuff on the Patreon that you are just not ready for.
We're getting our
pin.
Christmas baubles out.
We are. Tom was talking about
that. Are you getting your Christmas baubles out?
I'll show you a Christmas bauble in a second. Christ alive, you're gonna love it. And I'll tell you what.
And we're gonna see how your
mine are very symmetrical.
Very symmetrical. And I've been told, wow, I think it's the most beautiful thing
Dead
I've
words.
Ever seen.
I think Jack has something he wants
guys,
to say.
Guys, look. There's plenty of big questions we're going to be asking Jed, but we weren't actually planning on asking them about their baubles, but we're going to learn now.
And like for the viewers, I'm going to put this up for the relaxed feeling.
Yeah, put them up because we're going to be asking Jedward whether they're having a lovemas and more on the Patreon. We'll see you there in a second. Make
right.
the noise.
Let's go over to the Jedward making the noise. Cool noise. You ready?
Pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-